Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Oh, we're producing away, Captain Mick. It's Johnny B.
Johnny B. Good.
Yes, sir.
You're the man. All right. Everything going all right in there?
Yes, sir. We're ready to roll.
I'm good with it. I'm rolling. Let's go. Let's roll on over to Venice, Louisiana now, over there in your part of the country, Johnny.
Oh, yes.
See what's going on with Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm with it. I'm here.
You with it?
I'm with it.
Finally got some decent weather over here. And
finally.
Finally. Got the wind off of us. Had them old spotted fish show up and good. Stood on them for the last few days. Yeah. I mean, I've talked to several captains, caught them in several different places, so it's fun. Ones I'm catching up there on the oyster reefs, and some of them catching at the end of the passes, and one captain's, and he said the customer just made a bad cast and caught trout, and he came around out there and cast, and they caught 38 of them, and I think they weighed 172 pounds, something like that.
38 trout weighed 172 pounds?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa.
Those are toads.
What I'm catching is averaging 2.5-3 pounds. But
y'all don't have an upper size limit, do you?
No, we don't have enough.
So anything goes from 12 inches and up, you can load the boat, right? 25 of them.
Yep.
Okay.
But, I mean, I hadn't caught anything. I might have caught a 14, 15-inch trout this week. That'd be the smallest, everything, like I said. Mostly 2.5-3 pound.
Solid. Oh, yeah. Solids.
But I catch 75 of them, so.
Oh, man.
Monday morning, I was due at 9:30, and Tuesday, I think it took me till about 10:30 maybe, to catch them. But Tuesday, I had a lady on the boat Monday and Tuesday that she loves throwing that dadgum popping cork. And that's basically how we caught them Monday. And then Tuesday, they slowed down on me. We put 30 in the boat pretty quick, and they went and got slow on me, and I picked up a bait caster and threw it out across there and bumped it across the reef and caught one, and so here we go. And but she wouldn't do it. She kept on that cork, and she hung with us. I mean, she'd catch one to our five, I guess. But, yeah. Problem of that is I go through a dozen or two jig heads.
That's what my trout did this week. They stayed down on me. I had to go to the bottom to get them, man. You had to skip it over that shell. And, it's hard to keep from hanging up. But once you feel that bait tick that shell, you can raise that rod tip up and just keep twitching it, tickling right over the top of it, and that's how we had to get all our bites, man. It was hard for the average Joe to do that,
Exactly.
That's hard to do.
I told one of the ballet boys, we've talked about it, and that's what he was saying,
His trout went down too, huh?
Yeah, and he just didn't have the right people on the boat to do that, and
mm-hmm.
They tried, he said, but he went through about 25 gig heads pretty quick. And he said, we got to change course on this. So, but it's been fun. I mean, and then, Bull Red will pop up in there on you, and I guess he's in there wanting them trout too, and he'll train wreck the show for a little bit.
Well, your ears should have been ringing Monday and Tuesday because I was praising you. I got on a redfish bite that was absolutely stupid, and I said, I do not know how Jeffcoat does this every day. But I figured out something, and all of them are just oversized, anywhere from 29 to, you know, 35 inches. And I figured it out. Instead of pulling them out of the net, and you got to throw them back anyway, I just take my old needle nose and reach down there and pluck that jig head out and just set him back in the water in the net and let him swim out of it instead of having to handle him.
Well, golly. That's what I do after, you know, we get our photos, and that's what I do, you know. But I'm telling you, Forrest, picking them up, I'm telling you, between my shoulders right now, because I don't know how many we've caught in the past 2 weeks.
I know you earned your money now, bud. I woke up yesterday morning, my wrists were sore, my elbows, and I don't know whether it was from setting the hook and winching on them, or, you know, because we're using light trout tackle on them, man.
Correct.
And I don't know whether it was that or just having to handle them, you know, and BOGO them and, you know, photo them. And, you know, I'm going, this is crazy. And they're so beautiful right now. They are lit up. I mean, you can, the colors on them, you just can't beat the color of these fish right now. You can't paint a picture of one more beautiful than what they are right now.
Oh, that's, you know, I've been fishing towards Grand Isle for, I don't know, 2 weeks now. And, all them fish up on that beach are I just like watching it. I mean, it's crazy. They'll, you know, it'd be a wolf pack of them. Mm-hmm. Anywhere, they'd be 25 and one, they'd be 50 and one, you know, and when they come through there, they're on a mission. And, it's cool to watch. So, but other than that, offshore port, you know, only thing I know what days they've went, there've been some dolphin caught. I hadn't seen nothing, which I'm not there generally when they come in, but when I'm hearing the talk around the marina. But, I mean, it's just, they just hadn't had the weather for it. I mean, we finally, these last few days, you know, and then trying to get people back, you know, get them booked up and get down here. So, I know a lot of them's putting their boats on the trailer already. They're just not going to fight it till January, February.
Right.
So, you know, and it's that type of year, you're going to have front after front, but kind of looks like we don't have much now.
No, we've kind of slowed down. We've got into what we usually think is a normal pattern, so.
Right. So
this little front coming in tomorrow is not going to be much to it. I think we're going to have lows around 49 or whatever, and it's going to go back to the southerly, you know, right after that, so.
Yep. We, I just got through looking at the long range. I fished through Monday, and then I'm coming home and do a little hunting and have Thanksgiving with the family and then get back, and I've got mine up, I think my last day's 15th of December, so.
Well, then
I'm going to come
in
and do a bunch of hunting. Yeah, I'm going to do a bunch of hunting. And for all you listeners, I'm not doing the boat show this year.
You're not? Okay.
No, there's a bunch of us that's not. It's just got to the point between social media and everything that they're just not getting the crowd in there that makes it feasible for us to be there for 10 days.
No, I quit doing them. You know, James and Blaine and I, we'd always have a big booth in there together every year, and we just finally shut her down because it just, you know, the crowds kept tapering off more and more every year.
Right.
And, you know, some of their crowds are good, but it wasn't the right kind. You know, we weren't getting the right kind of people for what we do. And we're not knocking the show. I mean, you know, it's a boat show.
Yeah.
You know, most people go out there to look at boats and buy a boat. They're not coming there specifically anymore like they used to book a guide or look at any, you know, hunting or fishing adventures.
And they shifted a bunch of us around this year and took a boost away from us, moved us and all.
Mm-hmm.
Let somebody else have our space that, you know, that I had more seniority than they did. And, you know, I'm not going to say no more.
That'll do it, too.
You know, I go back to when it was in the horse arena, so.
That's when we used to go. The Astor Arena, that's when it was the best.
Yep, absolutely. But, you know, so, but we'll be at the fishing show, so apologize. If you look for me at the boat show, I'm sorry, I won't be there.
That's all right. It's, you'll be all right.
Yep. So, anyhow, back to fishing. I'm fixing to go. I really don't know. I'm fishing for another guide today. My people, matter of fact, they just pulled out, you know, the airport, and then I got a new group coming in today for Friday, Saturday, and then another group for Sunday, Monday, and so I don't know what I'm doing today. I hope they won't catch some trout, because it makes for a shorter day.
Yeah, a lot less work, too.
Yeah, you know, that's the problem, though, with them trout on that west side up there on that oyster reef. The red fishing up there is just not what it is down the river.
Right.
I mean, using them up around some of them little islands and stuff, right, you know, maybe catch one or two off of one of them, but all them redfish, they've done left that all that sanctuary up there, and they moved out in the edge of that gulf where them bogeys are. And,
well, that's, I mean, what our reds are doing right now. They're wanting that open water.
Yeah, because it's warmer.
Yeah,
know?
It's warmer, and that's where the shrimp are. All these reds are keying on little tiny shrimp. I mean, it'd probably take 150 of them to make a pound. They're so little. But they're gorging on them.
I tried to figure it out the other day what they was eating. I just couldn't see it.
Like, yeah, you said, can't see them. They're so little when they jump out of the water. But when what was good for me, Monday and Tuesday, it was dead slick, and you could see it. You know, if it was any kind of chop, you wouldn't see that.
No. You know, and that's us throwing that cork. That's what I'm watching them, because I'm telling you, I do not pick up a rod when I'm bull redfishing. I'm not catching one. But I kept watching their cork, and I see that bait shine. I said, man, what is that? I mean, I just can't figure out what it is. And then there's like 12 of them come up right beside the boat, like sun perch, and went to slurping, and I'm going, I don't know what they're slurping on, but, and that's what they do. Look, just like sunfish coming up eating flies off of water.
Uh-huh.
That's all they do. They just come up there and just, you know, like that. And I'm going, man, I don't know what this is. And then finally it slicked off, and I got to see them, this little bit of shrimp. Because pokies wouldn't be that small this time of year, you know.
Yeah, and when it's dead slick like that, you can see what's really going on. It gives you a better perspective, because a lot of them are just rolling like tarpon. They'll come up
absolutely.
And roll on
the
shrimp.
What they're doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you were talking about the water temperature and stuff. I can get up on that beach and get up there in that 3-4 foot of water, and it's 69 to 71 degrees. Just
good Lord.
Yeah. But you get past 12 foot of water, it goes down to 64 degrees.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why, you know, the magic number has been from 12 to 20 feet for the past month. But now it's from 0 to 12 feet. So, I don't know. Then I heard some boys over yesterday on the radio, it's out there in 30 foot of water catching them, but in a different area. So,
yeah, that sounds like my trout bite right now. It's from like 2 to 9 feet of water, and it depends on where they stage. One day they'll stage in there. They're liking guts and ledges, you know, especially if you got a double or triple ledge where you come off a flat and then you drop down to 5, then you go to 7, then to 9. And if they're shell in there, they're on that stair step. You just got to determine what depth they're at, and then once you figure that out, you can power pole down on them, and you can work out on them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, now these fish, you know, and that is crazy, because when I found these fish Monday, we had a ripping outgoing tide, and
right.
I pulled in there, and I said, I don't see nothing. I don't see a mullet. I don't see nothing. Not a bird in sight.
But they were there.
There they were.
Same pattern as I'm on.
Tide just ripping out, and one of the best bites I've got is behind a set of pilings. Used to be an old walkway between two facilities there, and it's all oyster now. And them fish are behind them pilings.
Yeah,
and
getting out of that current.
Getting out of that current, exactly. And so I just power pole down on the other side of them, and you know, got to watch the pilings, because on the line, it's high tide, they're under the water, but once it goes to falling, you can go to seeing them, and then they pop up out of the water. But
yeah,
they're on that downside of them pilings, and it's a lot of fun. So
that's amazing how, you know, we're that far away from each other, and patterns are very similar.
Yep,
And that's exactly the biggest part of catching fish, is establishing a pattern.
It's all
Once
it
you
is
got that it. Down, then you got it.
You got it.
Till it all changes. Right, Mike. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you, come on down. How do they get a hold of you?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing.
You got it. Mike, always a pleasure. You have a good one. Catch them up, man.
Same to you, mate.
All right, bud. Take care. All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's a little Charlie Brown piano music here, John.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, Thanksgiving's right around the corner. That's what Charlie Brown all reminds me of, is holidays. All right, let's get to it. Let's run down to G-Town now. Let's talk to our man, Captain James Plogg, see what's up with him. Little Rat, what's happening?
Mick, what's up, my brother?
Oh, man, just me and you and a dog named Blue.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't do it, man.
Can't do it, man. Man, we got some water this morning.
Yeah. The tide is bulled up.
It changed up, didn't it?
Like, yeah, we switched around. You're going to have an early outgoing this morning. 6:48 a.m. is the outgoing. That's the low at the Galveston Channel. You had a bull tide of 1.5 at midnight.
Man, I don't know. None of that sound too good.
Well, it's going to weaken up. Then your high tide at 11:06 is going to be a 1.2. So you're going to have some current. Now, the bite I was on, the trout bite, that would probably help me if I was fishing today, because it's slowing that current down a little bit, maybe get them off the bottom. Hey, when that current's running hard, them fish go down. They get down right on the shell.
You can watch them, man, when it starts smoking. We were talking last night, me and you, we're fishing the same thing. I'm fishing about 10 foot, coming up to about a 4 foot ledge, and then flattening it out. And,
yeah.
And they're right there, and when that tide goes to smoking, I don't know what they do. They kind of get funky. Some of them went shallow, though. We found fish shallow yesterday.
Yeah.
What's the water right here? 63.4.
Yeah, it's warmed up, man.
Right here. So, usually, I heard you say earlier, mate, our fishing, it's been really good, though. Hilma and I were talking about that yesterday. I mean, it's good. I mean, we're catching them. We go every day and we catch them. But it's better when it's cold. That water's down.
The bite's way better. I mean, you get a more aggressive bite.
So, I don't know, man. We'll see. I don't know if my one of my big plans going to pan out too good today.
Well, you're fishing the right area. Up my way, I don't have near the trout you guys have got down there. I've got some. I mean, it's on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll give it a 3 to 4 on my terms. You know, some people think it's 10. They don't know.
Right.
But you know, it's not like they're everywhere. You got these little haunts and little spots, and if you're not on them at the right time, you're going to miss them so easy it's not even funny.
But it's the same way here, though, Mickey. We, you know, very seldom. And I've been to the well like 3 days in a row.
Yeah. That well still, it hadn't gone dry on you, though.
Well, there's a real good chance it's trickling this morning. But I do have a backup plan, but very seldom. You know, I mean, we'll rip them. We'll stop on a spot, and I mean, rip them. I'm talking about not no five fish, manigord, or this is good deal. I'm talking about catching 25, 35 trout, you know.
And yeah.
And catch like three. They don't go very far. So, man, let me check this little hump right here. Man, they'll be right there.
Yeah.
You know, and there ain't nothing to see. Them old birds, there ain't no birds. There ain't no nothing. You just really, it's just fishing right now. I don't know what you're seeing, but that's what we're seeing. I mean, we're just spot fishing right now.
Well, you'll see some birds, you know, as far – well, there – now, Tuesday morning there was a lot of birds on little trout, like 12, 13, 14 inches.
Right.
And they weren't even more – I hit three schools of them. I said, nah.
We're good on this.
This is trinket trash. We got to – let's go get the reds. I had old John and we went and melted down everything on reds, and I said, all right, we're wore out. Let's go trout fishing. And that's
right.
What we did.
And y'all stomping them reds. See, we're catching some, but I ain't got no school. We catch one or two. Big day, I catch four, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We catching two or three flounders. What did we catch yesterday? We caught 27 trout and three flounder yesterday. We had about 10 really nice trout. I mean, they're solid. They ain't no monsters, but they're, you know, 3-pound fish.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm doing is pretty good.
Yeah, my old trout, I think I might have had one four and a half on Monday on a hot rod, but most of them are, you know, they're not pencils. They're just fish.
They're just fish, which is, you know, hey, man, I'm happy just to be going and catch something.
Hey, what we've been through, we'll take anything we can get right now because we went through some lean times, and now we're coming back.
Hey, you and I, we've been through way too many. I don't know how many cycles I got left in me, bro.
Well, let's wait till you get my age, and you just appreciate getting out of bed every morning and be able to put a boat in and go out and do it, man.
Oh, hey, me and you both, brother. Me and you both.
And there's more to it than just catching, man. There's everything plays into it. It's just good. It's just good to be out there.
Yeah, many, many, many years I took everything for granted. When it's just taken away, and you're like, ooh, man, I better pay attention. Pay attention to this deal. Man, remember on Thanksgiving? I was thinking about Thanksgiving. Man, Dow's, Beasley's, it was just money. Just go.
I know.
How many 3 to 4 pound trout you want to go catch? I remember me and, I don't know where you were. You may have been running a trip. Me and Big Rat, we had the old snub noser. And fishing on Beasley's. I think it was Thanksgiving. If it wasn't, it was the day before. That was money, man.
Yeah, it was. I couldn't pull no money off of them reefs this week. I keep trying. I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe I'll get a good school show up, but so far nothing. So,
remember when they took all them oysters off everything many years ago? We watched them just carve.
You know, those reefs have never been the same since.
Never been the same. Never, never, never. I guess
Fishers,
I guess, was better for a while. You know, I guess it still had a few livies. But remember, I asked you, so what are they doing, man? All the oysters are leaving. I don't think he'll do that anymore. I have to ask Steve.
I don't know. Hillman's the guy to ask on that. He knows about that oyster stuff. But.
Well, man, really not fair. You take a public resource and go put it on a private deal. I don't really understand that. But maybe there's something I don't know about it. But, yeah, it's been good, Mickey. Fishing, I mean, we catch them every day. Might not catch nothing today, but we're, you know, catching everything. I catch a few on well, you know, when it was cold, we were catching some really nice trout. We had a really good mirror bite going. But what I'm doing right now, we're back on tails, and I think we caught the best fish yesterday on Pink Little John, actually.
Yeah. That Little John's, you know, that's a good bait, I'll tell you.
Yeah, they were them guys I had yesterday, they fished with you and David Brown. Really, really good fishermen. And I think two of us threw them. I had one guy on a Little John, and he was doing good. We were throwing just, slamming that pink little ball. So I pretty much, I think mine might be stuck on there. Bam, it ain't nothing like that mirror lure bite, buddy. Dadgum, that was, I enjoyed that. That was good.
That's old school, man. That's hard to beat.
Big time, baby. Ain't nothing like that thumb. But yeah, overall, Mickey, it's good. So catching a few flounders, everything's cool.
Well, good.
I'm glad
our little
days, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, I couldn't ask for anything better. It was Chamber of Commerce weather, and just, you know, had good people in the boat with me. You know, Thomas fished with me Monday. He's such a fine young man, good fisherman.
Thomas is good. You know, me and his dad went to high school together.
That's right, and Wayne Webb's good friends with his dad, too. And Thomas, he's a good guide. He's a good upcoming young guide that knows how to do it and do it right.
Nah, he's if the flatbellers want to look at a kid that does it right, fishes hard, and that's a good example, man. They're a real good.
Speaking of young, really good guides and everything, you know, we need to send some prayers out for old Sharky this morning. He's having a procedure, and he got sick, and he went to the emergency room, and they found some issues, and he's having a procedure this morning to see what's, you know, if this, but, you know, prayers out to him. Hope he comes out all right and everything's, he gets good news from the doctors.
Hey, good Lord, he'll tune you up every now and then, brother.
Yeah, he will. He'll bring you around and make you realize it's good to be here.
He will tighten you up and say, hey, dude, I need to cool it. Chill.
Yes, sir. Well, James, if somebody wants to come down to...
Cameron graduated from college with him.
They
graduated together. Well, all right, buddy. Well, I know you got a roll.
Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down to G-Town and go to the bottom in style, how do they do it?
Yeah, buddy, 409-935-7242. I actually going to listen to that recorder. We got a few days, Kenny, Dane, and I. We all got a few days there.
You're actually going to check your calls?
I will. I think I'll do
okay.
That. Hey, that light's been blinking about a week, man. I've been going to check it.
Yeah, you might want to check. You might have a couple from me on there.
Oh, I know better than that. All right,
no.
Buddy. Hey, man.
All right, brother. See you, man. Captain James Flogg down in Galveston.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning, week out from Thanksgiving. And a lot of hunting and fishing going on right now. It is that time of year. Got a front coming tomorrow, and looks like, you know, they're calling for an 80% chance of rain tomorrow. We'll just see how these storms develop as that front approaches. But anyway, we can hopefully some of you fishermen can get a morning in anyway before the front hits in the afternoon. And it's going to drop temperatures somewhat. I think lows around 49 or whatever, but we'll get there. And all right, trying to check current conditions, but it's not giving me anything right now. So, well, we'll just we'll go to the phone lines. We'll just get on with that. All right, who do we have up here? Johnny, Lynn Smith. That's a good guy to finish up with this morning. Mr. Captain Lynn Smith, Port O'Connor, what's up? Do we have him or not? Well, I don't have him on my end. I can't hear him. So I don't know what happened. Huh. He dropped. He must be at the deer camp. Yeah, there. I can hear it now. Well, we'll get him back up. Well, anyway, let's check current conditions real quick and see what's going on out there. They're calling for some south winds today. And anyway, ahead of this front, we're going to go north tomorrow evening, northwest, actually. They're calling out of this front. Should be northwest. But right now, all across the weather map, it looks like Galveston Fishing Pier is 11 out of the kind of south-southeast. North Jetty's 11. San Luis Pass, let's see, San Luis Pass is 7. And up in the bay, Clear Lake's 12, Eagle Point's 12. And way up north around Morgan's Point, we have a south-south. It's more of a southeast at 12 up that way. Over Sabine Way, it's 5 out of the east. Same thing at Calcasieu. Calcasieu Pass shows 10 out of the east-southeast. So, starting off good. They're calling for it to be about 10 to 20 today. So, we'll see. All right, let's see if we can get Lynn up and at him again this morning. Lynn, are you there now?
Yeah, it kind of dropped me there.
Yeah. Well, we didn't drop you. You dropped us.
I believe it. AT&T's been having a little problem the last couple of days.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of that going on here lately.
Yeah, we didn't even have a signal yesterday for a while. I don't know what
really
was going on.
Yeah. Are you at the deer camp, or are you in Port O'Connor?
I'm in Port O'Connor, but fixing to head to the deer camp this morning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're going to head down there, and we're going to harvest a few does for a couple of days, try to get our count down. But we got to get it down pretty good. But anyway, we're going to do that and see if these bucks are starting to get interested yet. They should be. You know, they should be starting to get a little interested. Normally, this is the time, you know.
I know, up north and out to the west, you know, farther up in the state, the rut really kicked in this week, really went off up around, west of Roosevelt and up through that way. A buddy of mine's got a lease up there, and he's there this week. He called me yesterday to tell me, he said, man, I've never seen anything like this in my life, the way they're running these does right now. He said, it's crazy.
Yeah, I was helping out a friend of mine. He owns the Shirley Ranch up there in Johnson City, and he runs hunts on it. And the bucks have been running does up there like crazy.
Yeah.
And, I was up there this week. I was trying to get me an axis deer. I had whitetails running does all around me. You know, they were going crazy. Yeah. So, anyway, it's on up there. But I'd come from George West and up to Johnson City. And in George West, you know, the spikes were just starting to get kind of interested. You know how they start kind of turning on first. They start kind of getting interested a little bit. So it's kind of starting to get a little interested. But I imagine this week we'll probably start to see some bucks starting kind of sniffing around a little bit. So I'll be real curious to see. I'm gonna go to one of my favorite stands this afternoon and see what's happening. And probably sit in the tripod and see if I can see some pretty good bucks around that area. Just kind of observe them, you know. But we'll see what's happening.
Well.
But anyway, I put my boat in the shop yesterday to get a little work done on the lower unit. And get a little corrosion fixed on the lower unit, you know. You get that oxidation on it. You got to get it fixed while you can.
Yeah, especially all that salty water you're in down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's plenty salty down here. I can tell everybody else that plastic rust down here.
It does.
It does. I mean, it's bad.
Even hardy plank on the houses rust.
Oh, it does. It does, man. It does that. So you got to get it fixed while you can. But now's the time to do it, you know. I said, you know, let's check that lower unit and get that lower unit painted and all that and treated. So I'm going to get it done while I'm hunting. And when the hunting's over with, it'll all be done.
When do y'all start, you know, in that George West area? When's rattling season going to get around? Is it fixing to happen now with the rut trying to kick in somewhat?
It's, well, mid-December. You know, mid-December is the peak of the rut. That's really our peak of the rut. So it'll be in full bloom middle of December. A lot of the old timers down there, they don't even hunt till like December 15th, you know, that time.
Yeah, they're looking for them big boys to get stupid and come out of the brush, and there's nothing better to lure them out than a hot doe.
No, you don't even see them till then, you know.
Isn't that something, how those big mature deer, they can hide like that and just, I mean, they just go nocturnal on you. If they're going to do any feeding or moving around, they'll just do it at night and lay up during the day. That's crazy.
We do our surveys, you know, with a helicopter. It's amazing. You can see some of those big old bucks laying down in that brush, and you can hover right over them. They won't even get up. You know, they just look up at you. They get used to seeing those helicopters. They won't even move. You know, they're smart. They don't get big by being stupid, you know.
No, they don't.
And, they just lay there and look at you. But, they're... And those big ones, boy, they're elusive. They just have to make a mistake. You know, they have to be in rut and just happen to be out there running around for you to get them. But you're not going to see them, I guarantee you. And like I say, they're nocturnal. You put your game cameras out and you see what time they're coming to the feeders and all that. They're coming like 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, that time of the day. This friend of mine, he owns a ranch down out of Freer. It's an MLD ranch. And he had a big buck coming to two of the feeders, two of the stands. And he wanted to get this buck. And he told his daughter, 9-year-old daughter, he said, "You want to go with me, honey?" He said, "We got to go early and be ready for this deer, because he's coming to this one stand real early. And I don't want to disturb him." So she said, "Okay." Well, he went to the deer stand at 2:30 in the morning.
Goodness.
And took her with him, and they parked a half a mile away.
And walked in.
And they walked in, and didn't even use any flashlights. And he said they walked into the stand and slept in the stand. And then at daylight, he said, here came that buck with another buck, and the buck actually walked. Came from the direction where they would have driven.
Uh-huh.
So if he'd have driven in, he would have spooked that deer. And anyway, he ended up shooting that deer, and it scored over 180.
Good Lord, what a deer.
But had he driven in, he would have spooked that deer. Yeah. He said his daughter, 9-year-old daughter, she said, "Daddy, can I shoot this deer?" He said, "No, honey, this one's mine."
Said, "Hun, I really don't want to start you out like this. I mean, really, you start a kid out and let him shoot a 180. What do they got to look forward to after that, you know?"
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Yeah. So he said, "No, honey, this one's mine."
This one's mine, baby.
Yeah, boy. But that's the way to do it, boy. Get her interested. I mean, sleep in the stand, 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, did you notice last year, was y'all's rut late last year? I know Blaine's was
really.
Way down there where he's at. I mean, I always go at Christmas time from Christmas to New Year's, because that's usually prime for down where I hunt. And it was just barely on when I was there. You could tell it was just starting. You know, the little scrub bucks and, you know, little two-year-olds and all, they were sniffing the does, and the old big boys were just laying back in the brush, just going, yeah, y'all go ahead and run them on down and let old big boy take over when it gets right, when it's time. And I missed it, and Blaine said actually the peak of his rut was right when, you know, doe and spike season began. They were seeing so many unbelievable awesome deer during spike and doe season that they couldn't shoot, that they missed because the rut just wasn't, it wasn't in full bore like it, you know, normally is.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have a secondary rut, you know.
Right.
We have that first one in the middle of December, and then later, like in late January, you'll have another one. And,
right.
I was sitting in a stand. We were just shooting some management deer one day, and this was in late January, and gosh, I'm sitting in a stand. We were going to shoot some pigs and stuff like that, and something just told me to look behind me, and I looked back, and there were two bucks chasing a doe, and one of them was 16 points, and boy, he was a big old heavy buck, you know, heavy horn deer, chocolate horn deer. And they were running that doe back and forth, back and forth. I mean, boy, they were in full rut. And it was basically a secondary rut, you know. And big old swollen necks on them, you know. And,
yep.
And so that was pretty late for them, you know. It was late January. But it happens, you know. I mean, they didn't
Blaine
show
was
up
still,
at that stand.
He was still down there quail hunting in February. And that's when he had his secondary rut, was mid to late February. He said he couldn't believe it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's us, too. That's true. Same deal. And it happens. But like I say, a lot of these guys, they don't even start hunting until mid-December.
Yeah.
You know, if you want a real big deer, real big deer. And, you know, a lot of them don't want to shoot but one deer a year. And so it better be a good one, you know. They're real picky, and that's good. That's real good. And I'm going to shoot just a small one.
No.
They're looking for that big boy. Yeah. And like you say, you're not going to see him in the early part of the season anyway. I never will forget old Hefner Appling out of El Campo. An old friend of mine I shoot skeet with. And
right.
Old Hefner won the Muy Grande one time. And he killed a massive buck. He beat the Muy Grande score by 35
right.
points. I mean,
good
they
Lord.
Include the weight of the deer, you know.
Yeah.
They include the weight. And, I mean, he smoked the record. And I've got a picture of that deer hanging on a bulletin board in my house, him holding that deer. And I asked him, I said, did you ever see that deer from the helicopter flying over your ranch? He said, never did. Never saw that deer.
Amazing.
And he said when that deer walked out, he said his mouth fell open.
Yeah, know? Heart attack time.
I asked his son, I said, what'd your dad do with those horns, you know, after he brought the deer in? He said, well, the taxidermist skinned him out. And he said, now don't leave, Hefner. He said, I want you to take these horns with you.
Yeah.
He said, I'll call you when I'm ready to mount him because I don't want to be responsible for these horns.
No.
You take them with me.
Take them home, and then I'll call you when I got the mannequin ready. All right.
That's right.
Well, Lynn, I got to run. I'm out of time. If somebody wants to hook up with you, what's the best way to get a hold of you, man?
You bet, man. They can get me at 361-935-6833.
All right, Lynn. Good conversation. Talk to you in a little while. See you, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate it, Mick.
All right.
Have a good one, buddy.
Take care. All right, that's Captain Lynn Smith. All the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back in the morning right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.